For your assignment for chapter 10, we want you to get some life insurance quotes. Now, there are dozens of websites that will allow you to put in your information. And then what they do is they sell your information to life insurance agents who then bid on your business. A few of them, such as AIG Direct, which, by the way, has very good rates. AIG is one of the life insurance companies, American International Group, but I think now they do want you to put your data in, your contact data, and then they contact you. They used to give it to you before they would ask for your contact. This is one of the last places that I found that will not ask you for your phone number and your address and name and all that stuff. So I'm still using this, lifeinsure.com. Now, this is not an insurance company, folks. This is an internet company. And as I said, what they're going to do is they're going to shop around with companies that they do business with and hopefully, you know, snag you. It's called a warm lead as opposed to a cold call or a cold lead. They know you're interested in life insurance. So there's a few other types of insurance that they have there, but they're mostly for life insurance. And notice they're pushing the term life, no personal info required. And that's good because that's what you want. You want term. Now we put in California. It might remember some of my data here. March 16th, 1991. So a 31-year-old will do a male. Females will be a little cheaper. So we'll do a male, 5'10", let's put in 185 pounds, and let's go get our quote. Now, they want to know if we use nicotine. Say no, you don't use nicotine, right? And they also want to know what our health is. Now, not too many people are preferred plus. Most people are preferred if they're in good health, and then they're going to take some blood, weigh you, do your blood pressure. They may do a stress test where they get you on a treadmill and have you walk. Usually not. So let's continue. And now here is a bug. It should say how much life insurance you want, but the tobacco nicotine use is still there from the last slide, last page. So we're going to do $500,000. 20 year, because if you're 32, the kids are, say, 2 years and 4 years, two kids, in 20 years, they'll be 22 and 24. You won't really need life insurance anymore. Of course, the longer the term is, the more it's expensive it's going to be, the shorter the term is. If your kids are 12 and 14, then you could get away with 10 years. But let's do 20 years. That's very typical. And so let's continue. And just as we said in the presentation, $200, right? $250 a year, $20 a month. You want to pay annually. You don't want to pay monthly because they'll add an extra $2 per month on there. And so was I teasing you? No, $250 a year for $500,000 worth of life insurance. And as I said, if you're female, it's going to be cheaper. If you go to AIG Direct, it should be cheaper, but you got to give your information. Now, notice if you want no exam, that's going to be more expensive. But we want to do quote again, and this is it doesn't always work. Sometimes it messes up. But notice that they also still have the permanent option, whole life. It's not really whole life. It's universal life, which is a form of whole life, form of cash value life. It's not the worst, but it's still not very good. And so they used to have the return of principal. They don't have that anymore. But sometimes what happens is the website messes up. So let's update the quote and see if it does it. Don't mess up. Sometimes it says, sorry. Oh, there it did it. Whoa. Wait a minute. It went from $220 a year to $2,000 a year. Right. To $2,400. To $2,500. So you think I was kidding you when I said, you know, whole life policies are $2,000, $3,000, $250 a month as opposed to $250 a year? I was serious. And you want to stay away from these, folks. You really want to stay away from these. Who needs whole life, universal life, straight life, ordinary life, cash value life, and now they call it permanent life. That's the That's the come on. Oh, don't, you don't want temporary term life. You want permanent life. Well, who wants that? Somebody who has so much money that they don't care, right? It's money to burn. And that's not usually our students. It's not me. And I certainly don't have money to burn. And so I don't want whole life. But, you know, some people might say they like that the little perks. They're giving them you're giving them a dollar, they're giving you back 5-10 cents. What a deal. No, thank you. Thank you very much. So that's your assignment. You're going to get a quote. Now, if you are young, you don't have any kids, you're not married, you don't have any property or anything, you don't need life insurance. Just get the same quote I did. $500,000 for your particular situation, you know, put in your data. Notice that they don't ask for any contact data on this website. Other websites will. And ask for a 20-year term policy. If you're married, you have kids, oh boy, you know, you really, if you don't have life insurance, make sure you go through the presentations carefully and pay special attention, because the life insurance agents want to sell you this, the whole life, the universal life, the permanent life. They don't want to sell you term life unless they have ethics, which is a real bummer in the industry. If you have ethics, it's a really terrible affliction. But at least you'll do what's right for, that's a joke. You'll do what's right for your clients, for your customers. And God bless you. Okay, have fun with this. I know it's not that exciting, but if you have kids, boy, is this important. See ya.